Big Fatty, I talked about this on the solo show last week, but I got to go down to, well, it was Buck's Saloon.
I love Buck's.
Yes.
That patio is so nice, isn't it?
The patio, yeah, and that's where we were.
Little Wonderland back there.
Well, the only time I'd been there before was when Wanda was in town after bowling. Remember that night we went there?
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and that's the only time I've been there, so I'm just like, oh my god. So first of all, it's IML, which I've been corrected is International Mr. Leather, not Men of Leather, as I said it was before. International Mr. Leather was this weekend, and so I was just like, oh man, a kind of like a place like Buck's, I would think that would have like, you know, like your man's man.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, even on, that's fair to say if you're not from Chicago.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Bucks.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 418 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of September, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a few little things to read to you that came in into the e-letter box. And y'all, today we are going to officially release Jeremiah from being held hostage. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Wednesday was quite the day. And, oh, shit. In the coal mine, Mr. Vader, Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Vader, he installed the snow leopard. The snow leopard on Big Fatty's computer at the office. And, y'all, I can't tell any difference. It did appear to be a little faster. So, y'all, speaking of yawning, Archer finally did comment. Y'all, he's not dead, but he finally did comment that he thought that the thing on Dragan's podcast, on Gavin's podcast, the Dragan cast, he thought that was funny also. but y'all, so we had that take place today, but y'all, today we had one of the coal mine luncheons, and you know who always comes to a coal mine luncheon? That's right, y'all. The Skull always comes to the coal mine luncheons because, y'all, she does not pass up an opportunity for a discounted buffet. And, you know, it's very much like Big Fatty because Big Fatty loves a discounted buffet also. But, y'all, believe it or not, her big old hair and her pink shoes and her themed sweaters did not show up today. Y'all, it just wasn't the same. But y'all, it was an I Love Lucy luncheon, and we had Cuban sandwiches and Cuban chicken and some coconut rice pudding and some soup, gosh, and salad. And y'all, it was just so much. But y'all, even though the Skull wasn't there, we still hate her. Right, Mr. Vader? Oh, Lord, yes, we do hate the Skull, y'all. But I don't know where she was. She just didn't show up. And I don't know. Perhaps there was a sale at the Ross, Dress for Less. And, there are some people that listen to this podcast still whose names will not be mentioned that love to go to the Ross dress store. And I believe it's right usually next to Catherine Stout shop. And Larry's caftan tent. But I'm not going to mention any names as to who that might be.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Now, y'all, Big Fatty got some e-letters, and I just would like to touch on these for just a second. Y'all, Sterling was delighted when I read his e-letter, and he wanted me to consider this e-letter another request to release Jeremiah's voice letter from the imprisonment. And I'm going to do that. And y'all, I was mistaken. I believe it was one of the first e-letters I had received from Sterling, but he did send me a Christmas card back during the holidays last year. So anyway, y'all, I told you about Archer commenting on the BFO rather than going over to Gavin's website about the what he liked. But anyway, y'all, I got a e-letter from, or maybe it was a post to the BFO, not over there in the UCK. He says, Black Friday, 999 in the UCK is the same as 911 in the U.S. And y'all, I don't really understand that, but anyway. So, happy UCK 9/11, I guess. I don't know. Y'all, I also received a very interesting e-letter from Phil, that Oregon dude. Now, y'all, he is a regular listener to the Wimbys. And I'll just read you what he written to Big Fatty. Dear Big Fatty, I have to admit I've been lurking. For a couple of months, I was turned on, so to speak, to your program by the kids, Walt Ness and Holly. I'm Phil the Oregon dude and am thoroughly enjoying the show. I grew up in Nebraska and was brought up homophobic. Y'all, he was brought up homophobic. And although he never heard that word or knew what it was until his 30s, he was sheltered. But y'all, he is straight, but he knows funny when he hears it. Oh, well, let us know, Phil, that Oregon dude, if you hear anything funny. But y'all, this is what really just blew Big Fatty away. Well, other than the fact that he's straight, but you know, I've got a straight boyfriend, an international straight boyfriend. Maybe Phil, the Oregon dude, could be my domestic straight boyfriend. I don't know. You know, the position is open, you know. Oh, but y'all, this is what gets me. Okay, here's what I think. I could see you, Big Fatty, as an inspirational speaker. I know you are to a lot of the young gay men now, but all joking aside, you're comfortable in your own skin, although two or three people could be cozy in there, according to your friends. Well, y'all, this... You know, it's a little jab there, but you know that's what straight boyfriends do, sometimes. He was wondering, and y'all, this is not really an Ask Big Fatty, because I'm not gonna play the special music. But he says, Big Fatty, I was wondering if you have slings for all occasions or just for home use. You could have a camouflage one for camping in your leather tent. And then he wanted to introduce himself and thank me for all of my inappropriate goings-on. Ha-ha! Okay. Well, y'all, Phil, first of all, thank you very much for the e-letter and the vote of confidence on being an inspirational speaker. Perhaps a perspirational speaker, but anyway. Actually, Big Fatty does have a couple of slings. They're all portable, so they can go anywhere, and one of them is a camouflage canvas sling. And it hooks up to the portable frame, but the one that Big Fatty uses most of the time is the leather sling board, because it offers that back support that so many of us need in our golden years. So, but I do, you know, if I wanted to go camping and hike into the woods and carry this heavy fucking sling, I could put up a canvas camouflage sling. So, there you have it. Yeah, how about that? Now, y'all, I have promised that we are going to release Jeremiah's voice letter today, telling Big Fatty what he did over the Labor Day holiday weekend. But y'all, we've got some other voice letters that I'm going to play before Jeremiah's, because y'all, these are going to be some of the reasons that Big Fatty is finally releasing Jeremiah from the bonds of never mind.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
You said it. Hey there, Fatty. How are you, baby? Come see me sometime.
Now, y'all, I have no idea who that was from. However, if I had to guess, it sounds a little bit like Jeremiah, but it's not. I don't believe that was Jeremiah, because the speech pattern was much too fast. But I think that Tim Cormall and that Ron Prada, they went up to the New Yorks over the Labor Day weekend, and I believe that they have persuaded some person to call Big Fatty and leave that. So thank you very much, unknown person, and I will definitely have to come up and see you sometime. Now, y'all, somebody that I'd have to go down to see sometime is one and only Straight Bob.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is your straight boyfriend here. Holding Jeremiah's phone call for ransom is not normal. You have to ask yourself one question. Would Auntie Vera Charles do...
Now, y'all, I think there were some testicle difficulties there with Straight Bob's phone call, because y'all, it just, first of all, it's very quiet, but y'all, he's very far away, very far away. And y'all, I just realized I probably should have run it by him to see if he would, what his ideas are on Big Fatty having a domestic straight boyfriend. So I retract that offer to Oregon guy, Oregon dude. But until I hear from Straight Bob, because y'all, I don't want to piss him off. Y'all, have you seen his picture? But y'all, anyway, Straight Bob, thank you so much for calling. But I do think there were some testicle difficulties with that. And I think it probably ran longer, but y'all, it just didn't pick up. Just didn't pick up. So anyway, but y'all, Straight Bob has been in a frenzy. He has been in a frenzy about this. Y'all, he has written, he says, Big Fatty, Oh, Big Fatty, is it sweeps week for the podcast? And y'all, it's yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian in Denver. I just listened to your podcast, and I know you're holding Jeremiah's voicemail hostage, and I need to hear it badly. It would make my Labor Day. I have to work today like you, and I just need some fun in my life today. I hope you play it. Talk to you later. Love you, sweetie. Bye.
Oh, sweetie. Well, how about that? I got called sweetie, y'all. Big Fatty, Brian, don't worry. I'm playing it today. There. If nothing else happens today, I am playing Jeremiah's phone call. Anyway, y'all, so, you know, Brian out there in the Denver, he is good friends with David out there in the Denver, and the two of them together made the lovely hamisole. The hamisole for Big Fatty. And y'all, we're moving into the harvest, and the harvest is the time that the hamisole really comes in, it will come in handy. Yes. So, yeah.
Mr. BF, standing for Big Friend. Big Friend. It's Mr. B. Actually, my first name is Bill. Bill B. In the Laguna Beaches out in California. I'm the guy that used to send you those little crappy candy things at Christmas time. And if I see another one, I'll send you another one as well. But hi, Big Fatty. It's me out in Laguna Beaches. I have called you for a reason. And I'm going to tell you what the reason is. When you look on your website, and, you know, you got, you know, the layout here, and you got your archives and your categories on the left, and then on the right side, you got your top of the heap and your fat favorites, subscribe, and you do all that business. But you know what the deal is? It's all yellow, and then you got the white, and then you got the little black, and actually, it's a little blue and red up on the way top. I'm ordering a Mini Cooper. Yes? I'm going to get a Mini Cooper, and I'm going to build my own, and I can do my own colors, and the colors are going to be yellow with a white top, and then you get the black on the sides. Anyhow, and it's going to be my Big Fatty online Mini Cooper. So guess what? There's going to be somebody driving around in the Laguna beaches in a Mini Cooper with your colors. And maybe there are other people out here that, you know, live in the area that are listening to you. And if they see somebody driving around in that kind of a Mini Cooper, they better give a toot. Is that a fart? A toot is a fart, right? We'll do a honk honk. And maybe I'll give them a thumbs up and maybe we'll make friends. Anyhow, that's the reason why I'm calling you. I'm ordering a car and I'm going to do the colors because of you. Big Fatty, listen to you every time you're on, which is basically every night of the week, actually, because I listen to you in the middle of the night when I wake up. Anyhow, thank you for making a little bit of my life all that much better. So that's it for the minute. Talk to you soon. Maybe I will talk to you never. Bye.
Now, y'all, after he said white top with a little black on the side, y'all, I lost concentration. Because who doesn't love a white top with some black on the side? I mean, and y'all, speaking of inspirational, obviously, Big Fatty has inspired Mr. B out there in the Lagunas Beach to get a BFO yellow car. Y'all, this is amazing to me. This is just amazing to me, and I'm just delighted to have been credited with that. And y'all, Mr. B out there in the Lagunas Beach, y'all, he last Christmas he sent me a reindeer that shit all over the table. It just shit all over the table, and it was delicious. So. Lord. All right, y'all, I've got another call here from someone we don't hear from very often. It is David B. from The Occasional Fag.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's David B. from The Occasional Fag. And I was just calling to let you know so that we could get Jeremiah's letter out of our letter, not being a hostage anymore, that we went to see. We're not going out to see Boy Left. That would be all male burlesque. And if you go over to The Occasional Fag at theoccasionalfag.com, you'll see a video there with some highlights. Well, actually, we did that on Thursday night, but we decided to extend the Labor Day weekend a few extra days.
Y'all David B., also a little hard to hear there, but evidently there was some sort of male burlesque hootenanny going on up there in the New Yorks, and who doesn't enjoy extending a holiday weekend? It's like a coupon. It's just like a coupon, y'all. Now, and David B., thank you so much, and we'll all go over there and check out the video over there at the Occasional Fag. Now, y'all, I've got a couple of other voice letters. I've got one from the Ramble Redhead and one from Short Bus and Turnip Head. But, y'all, if I do not stop right now, I'll play them later, but if I don't stop right now, I'm not going to get Jeremiah's voice letter in. So, y'all, here it is without any further delay, Jeremiah.
Hey, Big, how are you? I'm calling you live from the Bourbon Street of Southern Decadence. It's a little old in the crowd right now.
Lord, y'all, it has happened again, Jeremiah. Please just, no, y'all, I cannot believe this has happened again. I did not plan for this to happen. Y'all, I swear to you, I did not plan for this to happen. Now, Jeremiah, I promise I am going to play your voice letter in its entirety on tomorrow's show. Oh, dear God, I cannot believe this has happened again, y'all. And I did not, this is not a stunt. It is not a stunt. Oh, dear God. It is not a stunt, y'all. I swear to you. But anyway, y'all, I promise I will play Jeremiah's voice letter in its entirety. Right now, I need to go have a drink.
I love Bucks.
Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.